Welcome to Let's Get Real with Vicky. So I had this crazy thought put in front of me. My friend Jen, she said, we need to have a podcast called Let's Get Real with Vicky and do it about all the things. So here goes nothing. Let's get real. So today, it was one busy, busy day, and this world just keeps throwing things towards me. So I've really been working on taking back my power. And everybody's like, well, what does taking back your power really look like? Well, taking back your power means shifting your mindset to something else. If you gave people power over your life, your actions, their actions, and they're controlling a situation and you don't have the say-so in it, then they've got your power, right? So if I take it back, and it can be very simple stuff. It doesn't have to be complicated. We don't have to overthink this. It's simply just going, you know, I'm in this relationship and I just don't feel like I'm myself in this relationship. Well, take back some of your power. Speak up for yourself. And yeah, I know. That's easier said than done. I get that. So I started this 30-day devotional book. And I'm a very black and white, very logical kind of thinker. That's why I'm good at what I do. I'm a critical thinker. I can visit with you. I can talk to you about your business and all the things that are in it. And then I just, something just opens up my brain and I just start creating. And so anyway, I started reading this 30-day devotional book called Rise to Your Purpose. And I had ordered it to arrive on October 1st. And it didn't arrive. And it arrived on the 2nd. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I can wait till November 1st and start it. You know, 30 days, it's a month. I know you're sitting there going, this girl is crazy. Well, you've got that right on some points for sure. So anyway, I digress. I went ahead and took it with me when I went to Vegas last week. And I started reading it. And it's like God just reached down and slapped the fuck out of me every single time. Like, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's just like, reach down, smack, move on. So anyway, I was listening to or reading, not listening, my devotional today. And it says, three truths of your identity. I'm dearly loved. I am accepted and I am complete. But then he goes on to say, you are not your past, your fear, or your failure. I'm going to repeat that. You are not your past, your fear, or your failure. Okay, that was a dramatic pause if you didn't know. So anyway, so we're going to start this crazy thing called Let's Get Real with Vicky. If you guys have any topic ideas, if you're like, you want to hear something, drop it down. I'm going to get real and raw at sometimes. It's not going to be perfect. If you want perfect, move along, because I'm not perfect by any means. But I'll give you everything I've got. And thanks for coming along on this crazy-ass journey. Until next time, thanks for joining and listening to Let's Get Real with Vicky.